Thank you, Mr. Chair. It is my honor to speak on behalf of the Non-Aligned Movement States Parties to the Treaty. The group once again reaffirms its principal positions on nuclear disarmament as its highest priority and on the non-proliferation of nuclear weapons in all its aspects. We stress once again that the total elimination of nuclear weapons and a universal legally binding assurances that they will never be produced again is the only absolute guarantee against their use or threat of use. Nevertheless, it is our strong conviction that pending the total elimination of nuclear weapons, it is the legitimate right of all non-nuclear weapon states that, by becoming parties to the treaty, have given up their nuclear weapon option to receive effective, universal, unconditional, non-discriminatory, and irrevocable legally binding negative security assurances against the use or threat of use of nuclear weapons under all circumstances. The group expresses deep concern at the continued lack of progress in the field of nuclear disarmament, which could undermine the object and purpose of the treaty. The group urges the nuclear weapon states to fully comply with their nuclear disarmament obligations under the treaty and completely implement their unequivocal nuclear disarmament commitments, including the 13 practical steps that were agreed and reaffirmed by consensus at the 2000 and 2010 review conferences of the treaty in order to accomplish the total elimination of their nuclear weapons. The group also strongly calls for the prompt and full implementation of the action plan on nuclear disarmament adopted by the 2010 review conference of the treaty, particularly the commitments made by the nuclear weapon states under Action 5 to accelerate concrete progress on the steps leading to nuclear disarmament. The group reiterates its support and calls for the full implementation of Resolution 7545 and its subsequent resolutions entitled Follow-up to the 2013 High-Level Meeting of the General Assembly on Nuclear Disarmament. These resolutions provide a concrete pathway for realizing the objective of nuclear disarmament. In this regard, the group calls for the urgent commencement of negotiation in the Conference on Disarmament for the early conclusion of a comprehensive convention on nuclear weapons to prohibit their possession, development, production, acquisition, testing, stockpiling, transfer, use, or threat of use, and to provide for their destruction. The group stresses that reductions in deployments and in operational status cannot substitute for irreversible cuts in and the total elimination of nuclear weapons. The group calls on the NWS to apply the principles of transparency, irreversibility, and verifiability to all cuts, including through the placement of fissile material no longer required for military purposes under EIEA or other relevant international verification in implementation of Action 16 of the Action Plan adopted in the 2010 NPT Review Conference, and to further reduce their nuclear arsenals, both warheads and delivery system, thus contributing to the fulfillment of their nuclear disarmament obligations and facilitating the realization of a world free of nuclear weapons at the earliest date. We reiterate the urgent need for accountability of NWS for their disarmament obligations under the NPT through benchmarks, concrete, measurable, and time-bound actions on nuclear disarmament with established deadlines, and reporting their implementation of this obligation to the NPT Review Conference in a structured manner that allows an NWS to engage constructively on their reports, and that these reports must contain comparable information, including inter alia, the number, type, and status of nuclear warhead, the number and types of delivery vehicles, the amounts or stock of fissile material produced for military purposes, and measures taken to reduce the role and significance of nuclear weapons. The group emphasizes that the indefinite extension of the treaty does not in any way imply the indefinite possession by the NWS of their nuclear arsenals, and considers that any assumption of indefinite possession of nuclear weapons is incompatible with the integrity and sustainability of the nuclear non-proliferation regime, both vertical and horizontal, and with the broader objective of maintaining international peace and security. Mr. Chair, the group expresses concern that in spite of the long-standing request by the NNWS parties to the treaty to receive legally binding, effective, unconditional, non-discriminatory, and irrevocable negative security assurances, no tangible progress has been made. We also regret that unilateral statements by the NWS failed to meet any of those requirements. Moreover, the group underscores that the policies of extended nuclear deterrence and nuclear weapons sharing run counter to the spirit and objective of the treaty and threaten its credibility and effectiveness, and calls on the NWS to declare their commitment to a policy of non-use of nuclear weapons under all circumstances pending their total elimination. Therefore, in conclusion, Mr. Chair, the group would like to reiterate its strong support for the urgent commencement of negotiations on effective, universal, unconditional, non-discriminatory, and irrevocable legally binding negative security assurances against the use or threat of use of nuclear weapons under all circumstances by all nuclear weapon states to all non-nuclear weapon states parties to the treaty, pending the realization of the goal of total elimination of nuclear weapons. The establishment of this legally binding instrument is a matter of high priority. I thank you, Mr. Chair.